Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good news, Roger.
Good. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. During the period of the government shutdown, so they're not being paid, right?
That's right.
I got to tell you, these ICE agents are real American heroes. They really are. I mean, they've got bounties on their head from the Democrats' cartel partners down in Mexico.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. I heard this on Fox News last week and my mouth just fell open. Do you realize there have been 81 car ramming attacks now?
Oh, that's the most frequent hazard they face.
Yes, yeah. Against ICE agents. Mm-hmm. So anytime they're out there, they're pulling somebody over, they're trying to arrest somebody, they literally face being potentially pinned against a building, a guardrail,
right,
another car by usually a liberal lunatic or an illegal immigrant encouraged by liberal lunatics who drive at them in a car and try to hit them, try to kill them with the car, using it as a weapon. 81 of those.
Yeah, no doubt. Malice aforethought in every one of them. Yep.
Yeah, that's attempted murder. And another, get this, 28 of those against Customs and Border Patrol agents who are working in the streets with ICE for over 100 attempts just in the last 2 months.
Yeah, mean street.
That's incredible. I mean, like, I was telling my daughter this because she wants to serve in the military. I was like, look, if you want to get the full Fallujah experience you can go to Chicago, honey. You don't have to go to Syria, go to the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Chicago. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Truly, they will fire shots at you, right? We caught that guy 2 weeks ago, opened fire on ICE.
Yeah.
They will try to kill you with their vehicle. They're not using IEDs yet, Roger. Yeah. But that's probably just because they haven't figured out how to really work a Molotov cocktail.
Still working on the technology. Yeah.
Now, I want to give you the good news, though.
Okay.
ICE arrested 3,500 criminal illegal aliens. So these are illegal immigrants who have criminal records in addition to their immigration violations, including pedophiles, gang members, child traffickers and murderers, 3,500, while not being paid and while the left and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, we're trying to murder them with gunshots, bounties, and with over 100 vehicle rammings.
And you know, in all of this, applications to join ICE are actually up.
Yes. Yeah, people are like, dude, I served at Fallujah. I could survive Chicago, probably. Probably.
Well,
not by ICE, probably.
They are, though. Yeah, people want to join ICE.
They want to join ICE. I just want to tell my daughter, I said, you want to really serve your country? Don't go fight for Ukraine.
Yeah.
Nah, go fight. Get join Customs Border Patrol. I'm serious. I told her I'm going to skip college. Go join Customs Border Patrol. You're smart. You want to fight? Fight for us. Fight here. This is a fight. We're having an ongoing family negotiation about her future. You know how kids are. Anyway, you want the punchline, Roger?
Yeah.
I didn't give you the punchline of this story. I left a critical fact out.
Oops.
So I could use it as the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I just told you that 3,500 criminal illegal aliens, including murderers, pedophiles, wanted gang members. So these are wanted by Interpol, 3,500 arrested by ICE.
Yep.
During the shutdown, so these brave heroes aren't even being paid. You want to know what the punchline is?
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Go.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
That was just in Houston.
Okay. Wow.
Let me repeat myself, because you're driving, you're busy, you're fooling with the coffee, you're at the light. You're thinking, I didn't hear that right. Oh, you did. You did. ICE arrests 3,500 illegal aliens with serious criminal records. during the shutdown, right? So just shy of 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just in Houston.
Mm, yeah. Separated by the Gulf of America, even.
Yeah. Among those arrested are MS-13 gang members, multiple convicted pedophiles, an illegal alien convicted of kidnapping, child sex traffickers. Love that. By the way, as I read this list to you, Roger, I want Americans to understand what they're doing right now. You know those 300,000 kids we, oops, lost? Nobody knows where they went. If you notice the backgrounds of a lot of these illegals, there is a pedophile conviction in their own country or here. Why? These are the child sex trafficking networks.
Yeah, chilling.
They're run by pedophiles because they can't find, you know, even normal violent murderers, criminals, can't do this. They can't do it day to day. It's too hard. So they have to bring in the pedophiles. That's who they're arresting. Listen to this. Let me just give you a small sample from the Department of Homeland Security. You can, by the way, find this on their website, DHS.gov, in the news section. Leo Michael Acosta Sanchez, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico with an Interpol red notice in Mexico for intentional homicide. What, did he sneak in here, Roger? Nah, he turned himself over to the Biden administration. They let him go. Wait, you mean despite him being wanted by Interpol? Yeah. What's the big deal? Anyway, let's move on. That's Leo Michael Acosta Sanchez. Angel Gabriel Ramirez Robles, previously removed twice from the U.S. and convicted of sexual assault on a child. This is just a small sample of what we picked up in Houston. Ramiro Ricardo Maldonado Trevino, known MS-13 gang member, convicted of alien smuggling, illegally entered the U.S. six times. Noi Lee.
Six times, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, he's an illegal from Cambodia. They got him for aggravated kidnapping, burglary, carrying a prohibited weapon, theft, and assault. Great guy. You're probably lucky to meet him. Gustavo Chacha Cano. Love that name.
Chacha.
Yeah, Chacha. He is from Mexico, and he has convictions for aggravated sex assault on a child. He's gone now. He's going home. Hector Eugenio Ramirez Martinez, sexual indecency with a child. Philemon Palacios Godino, sexual indecency with a child, driving while drunk. Jose Angel Maldonado, twice convicted of sex assault, driving while intoxicated, and illegal entry. Great Democrat voter, though. You're going to love him when he's in the voting booth in the future. Hector Rubio Garcia, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, convicted of indecent exposure, driving while intoxicated, and evading arrest. John Antonio Hernandez Sanchez, sexual assault, battery, two counts of illegal entry. Jose Cruz Mendez, criminal alien from Honduras, online solicitation for minors under 14. Jose Luis Martinez Hernandez, aggravated sexual assault of children under 14. I could keep going, but you get the idea. Oh, I love this one. I got to do this one, though. He's young, so I'm sure he'll be back multiple times. Milton Enrique Peralta Robles, an illegal alien from El Salvador with convictions here in America for invasive visual recording bath slash dress. He likes to record women in public places. Great guy, though, and that made wonderful Democrat voter. It's probably no big deal. He is convicted, though. Add in Aureliano Martinez, sexual indecency with a child and disorderly conduct. If you want to read the rest, there's so many pages here. You can just go on the DHS site. Again, this is just Roger, just in Houston.
That is amazing.
This is ICE working without pay, 3,500 illegal immigrants with criminal records, many wanted by Interpol, internationally known gang members, and then again, many of them have, they all have either convictions in their home country or here. 3,500 picked up during the shutdown just in Houston. Does it show you how just the size of the criminal illegal alien nation, really, that Joe Biden led in here? It just shocks the conscience.
Yeah, on matters of scope, that is absolutely astounding.
It is. It's mind-blowing. I mean, it shows the sheer number of criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of human scum whom Democrat activists and politicians are protecting.
Well, at least with the criminal records, when they come back, they can't vote.
Yet. Yet. Democrats take care of that with an amnesty, though. All right, coming up, about that crappy Trump economy, Roger.
Yeah.
When you actually get the numbers behind it, it's pretty good. I mean, I would select all of the above here. Some of these numbers coming out are incredible, and I think a lot of folks who were kind of flipping out on Trump for, wow, you didn't fix the economy in 10 months. Well, I mean, it took Joe Biden like years to break it, though.
Yeah, you got to look at the are you better off than department.
And things are really beginning to turn right now. I think folks are frustrated because, you know, Trump did say I'm going to fix it right away. So I guess they took him literally. I didn't, but I guess they did. But when you look at what is actually going on here, this is incredible. I mean, Trump has done stuff in you know, the second and third quarter that Joe Biden didn't manage to do in the entire previous 3 years when he was breaking the economy. So we'll have some of that coming up, but it's all good news. If this continues, Roger, we are in shape for an economic boom, really starting the beginning of the year that the media is just not talking about. I'll have that up next.
Good. Cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.